www.lifeonlife.org.
Who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? Prepare yourselves. For the next hour, you will experience rock and roll for your soul. Music so intense, you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
I hope you are ready to be rocked today. I have got some killer music, some fast and furious hard rock and heavy metal for you this afternoon. But it isn't just some mindless melodic dribble about drugs and sex and rock and roll and rebellion. Oh no. On the contrary, this is in fact rock and roll for your soul. It's music about the awe-inspiring, fear-inducing, bondage-breaking, life-transforming, soul-saving truths of the Bible. The music and the message I will be sharing with you today can quite literally rock the hell out of you. So get ready, because we're about to lower some heaven. I'm going to start out the show today with a new group that I've just discovered called Letter 7. Now, Letter 7 has two CDs they put out already. They put out one in 2007 and another in 2008. But although they are a modern band, you would never know it, because listening to them is like traveling back in time. Here's Letter 7 singing about a subject that everyone needs to consider in their song, Judgment Day.
Chosen people.
That was letter 7 with Judgment Day. The Judgment Day is coming, but no one knows when. It could be tonight. It could be in the next 15 minutes. No one knows. Jesus said in Matthew 24:36, of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. You know, most people will not expect it. They won't even be aware that it's close at hand. We'll be carrying on like we always do, fishing, going to work, drinking, partying, and boom, it will happen. But when it does, everyone will know. Because Jesus said in Matthew 24:27, for just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Here's Daryl Mansfield singing about that day in his song, Thunder and Lightning.
Thank you.
hey, when Jesus comes back, it's not going to be in a secret event like it was a baby in the manger. It's going to be a public event. And every human being will see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, as he comes back. And he will come as a savior for those who have followed him, but he will come as a judge for those who did not follow him. And the Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus will come dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 through 9. Our next two bands, Barren Cross and Deliverance, are going to be singing about what's going to happen once that day hits here and it arrives and we are called to give an account. Here's Barren Cross with Living Dead.
Yeah.
Barron Cross with Living Dead. And next we're going to hear from another great band, started in the 80s, which is, their name's called Deliverance. And Deliverance is going to sing a song called No Time. Both of these groups, Barron Cross with Living Dead and Deliverance with No Time. Oh my. Something's going on there that's not supposed to be happening. But you know what? Back to what I was saying. Both of these groups sang a song about the Book of Life. And they sang about their names not being found in the Book of Life. Well, what are they talking about? Well, that comes from Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. And he says this, I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged from the things which were written in the books, according to their deeds. And the sea gave up the dead, every one of them, that is in them. And death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. And then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Now, you and I will stand before God and be judged for our deeds in this life. And guess what? It only takes one sinful deed to condemn us to hell before a just and holy judge. And that happened in Adam. You see, we all come into the world condemned because of the sin of Adam. And in Romans 5:18, it tells us this, so then as through one transgression, that is the sin of Adam, there resulted condemnation to all men. We all sinned in Adam because Adam was our representative, and we sin ourselves in reality too. But if you plan on facing God in the judgment on your own, then you will be sent to hell. But this verse also gives us the solution. The first part says, so through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men. Even so, through the one act of righteousness, and that's Jesus Christ, death on the cross, there resulted justification of life to all men. So you must have Jesus Christ stand with you, and then the judgment day will go good for you. You'll not be guilty anymore as the rest of mankind if you have Christ on your side. Even though God, by all accounts, should condemn us to hell, Jesus Christ will stand up for those who believe in him and follow him and intervene on our behalf. But if you don't have time for Jesus now, which Deliverance sang about, if you relegate him to just a belief in your head, then he will not represent you before God. In Matthew 10:32-33, he said this, therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Now, to confess Jesus before men doesn't mean merely that you say you believe in him. It means that, according to the context here, that you confess him in the face of the threat of death over being a Christian, and that you cling to him even when you're faced with losing your family and friends over him. Too many people say they believe in Jesus and yet choose their family and friends over Jesus when the pressure's on. And they'll back off, and they'll go along with the dirty jokes and with the drinking and the drugs and the pornography and the sexual immorality and all the stuff just because they're ashamed of Christ. They really should be ashamed of their sin, but instead they're ashamed of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said this in Mark 8:38, whoever's ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory. Now, I want to play a song for you by Guardian, which was starting to play for some reason while ago. It's called Send Out a Message. was Guardian with Send the Message Out. I got the title wrong first. I'm sorry about that. Send the Message Out. You know what? They sang that song. They said something was really important. Said, I get tired of people-pleasing, the same old rhyme and reason. You know, lots of people live to impress other people. They want other people to like them. They want to look good in other people's eyes. They want to seek the approval. They want the approval of other people. And the Bible calls that the fear of man. In Proverbs 29:25, it says, the fear of man brings a snare, but he who trusts in the Lord will be exalted. When we do something or don't do something because our friends or family want us to, or because of any other human being, we're living in the fear of man. And when we want to impress people or try, you know, so we do this or we don't do that, or we want people to like us so we go along with this or that, we're being man pleasers. We're living in the fear or respect of men. But God made us to be God pleasers, not men pleasers. He made us to be God fearers, not men fearers. Guardian just sang in that song, they said, open up my heart to you. Lord, I want to live for you. Do anything you want me to. Going to lay it on the line. Now, this is living in the fear of God. This is being a God pleaser. And that's what Jesus came to do for all of us. He came to help us to become God fearers and God worshipers rather than man fearers and self worshipers. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:15, and he died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Jesus came to free us from our slavery to the fear of man and to make us walk in the fear of God, which is what we were always intended to be. Now, if you will surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you'll find what you've been searching for. You'll find it. You'll never find it, though, in sin. Never. And not only that, you'll also have the peace of knowing what Guardian sang, which we talked about at the beginning of the show, the judgment of God. They sang, you have no need to worry about the fiery fury. The blood of Christ will cover you. And Paul said that in the book of Romans chapter 5. He said, but God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. Jesus Christ can deliver you from the wrath of God, which is a coming upon all of mankind. Now, Rob Rock sings a song about how Jesus can keep you safe from the wrath of God, and it's called, I Am a Warrior.